Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
Podcast, baby!
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the sickness that is liberalism.
All these liberals love Bill Clinton. Let's put the budget back to where Billy was. Right.
People like Andrew Cuomo, people like Barack Obama, people like that have no business experience or skill whatsoever.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome to the Financial Guys podcast. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas, and of course we are the Financial Guys. We're going to kind of do a shorter podcast today. We got a couple of topics we want to talk about, but we were out fishing this morning, and so we're a little bit tired from that and have a lot of other things going on, trying to catch a half day of work in here as well, so trying to juggle it all and make it happen. But a good day of fishing, Mike. Had a good time out there.
Yeah, we never really ever get out Monday through Friday. Actually, I mean, we never really get out fishing, but Monday through Friday is usually really difficult to get out in the way, so... We forced ourselves to do it, which was really incredibly awesome. I mean, incredible. Caught a 300-pound shark and a huge sailfish and all kinds of kingfish. So it's cool to do for sure.
Yeah, good times for sure. And Tomcat Charters, I'll give the guy a plug. If you are ever down in the South Florida area, in the Palm Beach area or Jupiter area, down in that, even anywhere really in South Florida, he's worth the drive, actually. I took out a few people a few years ago from the West Coast of Florida, a few friends of mine from, one from Maine, one from New York. And, 3 years later, they still drive clear across the state to go out with Tommy and John over at Tomcat. Those guys are fantastic.
Good guys too.
We'll have to throw up a link
good
for them.
Good fishermen, but better guys. So
yeah, cool absolutely. Time. Yeah. Good stuff. So good deal. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about, we've got, Planned Parenthood on the list. We got Elon Musk and his feud with SEC. We'll talk about, the new journalists and folks like Laura Loomer and, the folks over at, Project Veritas. I think that's a, doing a good job.
They actually do journalism. They actually go out and do stuff and actually try to investigate. And it's sort of different than, hey, let's go interview the ice cream parlor and see if the ice cream's cold.
Exactly. Or not cover it at all. Just completely. Yeah. Just cover something that makes no sense whatsoever. So we'll talk about that.
Just ignore it. Like in New York where, we had a full term abortion law passed and none of the mainstream media actually picked up the story. So
yes, still not.
You can abort a baby as it's coming out of the womb. And apparently that was not as important as to, maybe a windstorm that was coming in that week a lost puppy.
No doubt. Exactly. So we'll talk about that. Before we get to all that, though, I think that kind of the top of the market thing or the top of the mind thing, I should say, that's getting the news all week, of course, to distract from what really should be the news, right? You've got President Trump this week over meeting with Kim Jong Kim Jong-un. I'm thinking King Cuomo. Kim Jong-un, right? So he's out there meeting with him.
Talking about making us safer, right? And talking about, moving them more and more towards capitalism. That's a big deal. Big deal, right?
But, of course, the media is not covering any of that. If you didn't know that from, like, Fox News or something else, you would never know at all, right? So because what are they talking about? They're talking about the Cohen testimony, right? That is the number one thing that the mainstream media is talking about because, of course, they hate Trump. And so why not talk about the Cohen testimony? I haven't seen much of it, if really any, outside of the excerpts I'm seeing on the news. But you had mentioned a couple of
witch hunt.
I mean, what a joke.
I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw bits and pieces of it. But boy, it's just a total witch hunt. It's amazing to me. First of all, Cohen, you're an attorney. You're an attorney. You were hired as a professional. Look, Mike and Glenn work with attorneys, and we work with accountants, right? We have a CPA that does our tax return. If I ask the CPA, hey, can I write my dog off? And he says no, I go on with my day. If I say to my CPA, Bill, in this case, our CPA's name is Bill, hey, Bill, I want to write my dog off. And he says, no, he's a professional. He's going to say, Mike, I'm not signing off on your return because I don't agree with it. It's really amazing to me that Cohen gets busted for doing things. And now he's acting like, well, Donald Trump, he forced me to do it. He pushed me in this position. Of course, all these metal midget Democrats behind them are going, you're the greatest thing ever. I mean, it's an absolute joke. And the stuff he's talking about, at least the bits and pieces I heard was, well, the IRS, Trump is afraid to have his tax return released because thousands of people are going to criticize him. Shame on him. Well, of course, you know, Donald Trump is very smart, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that if you give 100 IRS agents a tax return, you're going to come up with 100 different answers. So, of course, Donald Trump doesn't want his tax return scrutinized. He's got a huge business, and he knows that the Democrats are going to spend their entire rest of the year figuring out how to make him look like a bad guy from that. So it's really not worth it, no matter what you did. You could have the most ethical tax return ever, but you're going to get 100 different answers, and he knows that. You know, he goes on to talk about, you know, Donald is deflating assets. He puts a golf course down that's worth $5 million instead of $50 million, so he can pay less in taxes than that golf course. Now, I'm not really good, Glenn, but you know, I've never worked for a municipality, but I know that if I send a check in for my taxes and I say, yeah, you think the house is worth $500,000, but I think it's worth $50,000, so here's the tax return, they're going to take my house away, as I would think they would do with the golf course.
Right, exactly. So
it really amazing to me.
It's a joke. Look, you know, whether it's you know, writing down assets to depreciate them, there are fixed schedules that the IRS, look, we own a building, right? You know, looking at some of the stuff, you know, some of the things you have to depreciate over 29 years, some are 39 years, some you can take the write-off in 1 year. But the IRS is the one who determines all these things, right?
That's right.
But let me ask you this. I love these folks, right? Which human being in this country doesn't try to minimize their taxes? Or let me ask you this. Which American citizen in this country sends the IRS more money than they need to? Which one? Just point one out, because I don't know a single one. In fact, I remember a lot of stories like John Kerry. Remember, he docked his yacht in the neighboring state so he could avoid the Massachusetts yacht tax that he voted for.
How about this one, Glenn?
And helped to put in place.
How about this one, Glenn? All loving left-wing Al Sharpton, who owes millions of dollars to the IRS, right? How come they're not dragging him in front of that panel and saying, Al, you owe millions of dollars. You're telling everybody that they should agree with folks like Obama that you should pay higher taxes, but yet you owe millions and millions of dollars and you haven't paid a penny to it. It's really sad. There was one point, Glenn, where they were going after Cohen was going after Trump because of what he claimed was abuse in the Trump Foundation. You want to talk about abusing foundations?
Let's
bring the Clinton Foundation up, right? What an absolute joke. An absolute joke. And it was a 100% this guy's the greatest thing ever, right? We're going to drag him in front of us just to show you how bad Donald Trump is. And of course, this guy's looking for a job when he gets out of prison in 3 years. So that's what he's doing. It was really a job interview for him
The reports were that he met with the actual Democrat National Committee or Democrat Party before the testimony. That somebody asked him that question from the article that I read. Now, how ridiculous is that? If that's not completely obvious of what's going on here, I don't know what is. But look, you got an attorney. You got an attorney who is supposed to have, you know, attorney-client privilege that is secretly recording conversations with his client. If that doesn't tell you is enough about the character of this individual, then I don't know what else does. I mean, let's be honest. Could you imagine, he's illegally, recording conversations with the client and then, you know, sharing those conversations when it's supposed to be, you know, a privileged conversation. And, you know, you put trust in professionals, you put trust in attorneys. And when your attorney betrays you like that, even just on the recording alone, that tells you a lot about the character of somebody, you know.
He was hired for one thing, right? You're hired as an attorney. We hire attorneys all the time. We hire accountants all the time, right? We lean on them for guidance. If I'm asking them, hey, can I do this? A good attorney is going to say yes or no. Right. And a good attorney is going to say, look at guys, when I tell you no, that means no, I'm not going to do this for you. Right. So Cohen, you're either a scumbag or a moron, which one is it? But you knew exactly what was going on. And now you're acting like, you know, oh, you're the victim, play the victim card. Well, I'll guess what, the victim card works. It works so nice with the Democrat Party. I mean, that's what it's all about, buddy. So you found your home. When you get out of prison, have found your home because nobody plays the victim card better than that. So you have found your place.
Yeah, I found it here, Mike. It was Representative Jim Jordan. He said, what did you talk about to Mr. Schiff about it? Cohen said, I spoke to Mr. Schiff about topics that were going to be raised up, at the upcoming hearing. Wow, not just what time to show up, actually what you're going to talk about. Okay, he just tweeted that out.
Wait a minute.
So you were basically prepped by the committee chair. So Cohen said he spoke to Democrat Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland, who chairs the committee, and Democrat Adam Schiff from California, who chairs the House Intelligence. So what, did they brief you on what to say? Is that, what exactly was that conversation about, I wonder? That's
pretty that only wow. happens when Hillary's going into a presidential debate.
That's right. Yeah, usually you don't get the answers until you sit unless you're Hillary Clinton. So No doubt about it.
He hasn't been involved in that party long enough to get the answers did. She's still lost.
Yeah, and she's still right. She's still. Think about how sad that is, just for a second. Not to get off on a Hillary tangent.
Yeah.
He's talking about running for a third time. Seriously, you stacked the deck in your favor. You had the FBI working for you, basically letting you off on obvious crimes that you should be sitting in jail for. You manufactured a dossier to take down Trump. You did everything you possibly could, including your buddy Obama weaponizing the intelligence apparatus of this country. You did all that against supposedly the stupidest guy in the country, Donald Trump, and you still got shellacked. And I'm not talking just beat. You got Hillary Clinton electorally shellacked. That's what you got. It was not even if this was a race, you were about halfway while he was breaking the ribbon at the finish line with arms raised. That's how pathetic Hillary. And now you're talking about a third run. Run again, please do, because you will win maybe one state. He'll take the other 49. That's what I'm
Who's going to out Santa Claus who in that party? I can't wait to see who the finalists are. But I'll tell you what, they are turning into total nut jobs. But I will say this, you know, it takes a stupid person to run in that party, but it takes a dumber person to vote for him. And there's a lot of them out there. There really, truly is.
Well, we
did this 2 weeks ago. We talked to Bernie Sanders, who owns three homes and he drives around in an Audi and tells everybody else he's going to save the environment. You should drive little, you know, stupid roller skate looking cars. And they go, okay, no problem, Bernie. You're the best. You know, really dumb folks, really dumb.
Speaking of that, and again, I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but did you see the video of the girl who was holding up? She's got a sign around her neck that has a number on it, 229K, 229,000 or 225 or something like that. It was over 200,000. And somebody walked up to her. It's on our Twitter feed, at Finn Guys. Somebody walked up to her and said, "What is that?" "Oh, it's my student debt."
Posted that. Yeah.
Holy cow. I'm thinking this poor.
He goes, "It's no fair. You should pay for it." Well, you're a victim. That's right. That's your fault.
What's your major? Speech pathology. Average salary, $8,000. But what a shame, though. It should be criminal.
I know.
Nobody at the university says, "Hey, just for a heads up, you're spending $225,000 on a degree that's going to earn you $80,000. That's it."
Yeah, probably not going to make this back. Yeah, but you know what's funny is they cashed every one of those checks, didn't they? Every single one of them. Every one of those good old liberals cashed the checks, right? Yep. Nobody had a conversation with her about, "Hey, this is probably not that great of an idea. You're not going to make the money back." They cashed every single one of the checks, and somehow they still feel like there's a shortage every year. Really remarkable.
Amazing.
How mismanaged that is.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a very short break here. Come back on the other side. We're going to talk about Elon Musk and, you know, talking about the Democrat privilege. Man, oh, man. There's not many people that can put their thumb right in the eye of the SEC and still be walking around without handcuffs on. We'll talk about that. All right, Financial Guys podcast segment number two here. Thanks for sticking with us, folks. We really appreciate it. And by the way, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. Check out our website at financialguys.com. You can also find out about all of our social media links there. We have a Twitter, we have a Facebook, and we have an Instagram. You can find out information on how to connect with those right on our website at financialguys.com. So wanted to jump right into, you know, kind of this Democrat privilege. I talked about this last week, Mike. You were off and you know, it really drives me nuts. If you look around at Democrats and the stuff that they get away with, it really is amazing. And, you know, when it's only a Democrat can get away with actually, soliciting sex from an underage minor and get a 21-year light sentence, a sentence of which he, or 21 months of which he's let out in 15 months, right? only a Democrat could choke their girlfriends, multiple girlfriends, and just simply step down and walk away without any sort of charges whatsoever. That was Eric Schneiderman, Attorney General of New York. On and on the list goes. Yep. And so here we now
take some hookers yeah. across state line, and then and then not only get away with it, but actually be invited to some universities to discuss the topic of ethics.
That's right. Ethics. He spoke at Harvard, Mike. He gave a speech on ethics at Harvard. And
only the
CNN,
gave
him a TV show. CNN gave him a TV show.
Right.
Unbelievable, right?
Yep.
So that's only
which, by the way, failed, which is really hard to do on CNN because nobody watches it from the get-go, right?
Right.
So the expectations are
pretty low. So, it's like a limbo
stick. You would have actually thought that like a train wreck, people would have tuned in just to say, look at this guy. Oh, my God. Hey, that's the guy that was arresting people for having sex with prostitutes as he had four of them in his car.
Yeah, unreal. Yeah, so here we come. So now we have Elon Musk. If this guy, if there was a 21st century snake oil salesman outside of Al Gore, of course, it would be Elon Musk. This guy is the master of manipulation. He's a fraudster. He really is. So back in the summer, Elon Musk sent out a tweet that was really not, it was very misleading. He basically sent out a tweet that said, discussing potential taking the company private. And of course, the stock went crazy because they figured, well, they're going to take it private. You know, there's going to be a buyer.
Well,
and the stock's going to go up.
And he had a price, didn't he? He said it was private at about, well, I think it was like $400 a share or something. Yeah.
No, it was like $400
private,
a share.
And he says the price. He says the price that they're going to go private at. That's unreal.
So the SEC came in and they fined him millions of dollars, right? Of course, he didn't pay for it. The shareholders did, right? So
sure.
Elon
well,
Musk.
Taxpayers, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, taxpayers, which also are the shareholders. So basically, he settled with the SEC, and part of the settlement agreement was that he would not tweet anything business-related to Tesla unless it was vetted by his compliance or his board or whatever it was, right? So here he is again. He sends out another misleading tweet that says, you know, on track to hit projections of 500,000 cars this year, whatever the tweet was. It was something like that. And, of course, the SEC called him on it and said, wait a minute now. You know, that it's not true. Number two, it's you didn't get it approved. And so Elon Musk then takes a shot back at the SEC, and they went back and forth a few times, and or at least really not back and forth, more
that's
just
unreal.
So he sends back, you know, this has happened now several times. Something is broken with SEC oversight. I don't think something broken. I think the SEC has got your number now. But let's not forget for a second. I want to remind our listeners that it was the SEC that did redact most of the information regarding the Solar City plant that Tesla now owns in Buffalo, New York, which is where our hometown is. And, you know, several folks made requests for the document that showed Soliva, which is a subsidiary to Solar City, signed a sublease agreement with Panasonic. Several outlets, independent journalist type folks, made requests to the SEC for detailed information, considering that it's a public traded company. It should be public information to find out what the lease agreement was and how much money Panasonic was paying Soliva. Why were they interested? Oh, well, because New York State signed a deal with Soliva to just pay them $1 a year for the $1 billion factory that taxpayers built, which people went to jail over for bid rigging and stuff like that, and so on and so on and so forth. You know, that was public information that should have been known, and we still don't know what that deal was. That's Democrat privilege. So you get passed by the SEC and get covered up by the SEC. You know, they're helping you in some cases to keep this information private that would be embarrassing to you, and you're going to put your thumb in their eye.
I'd be curious to see what would happen to Mike and Glenn if we were asked by the SEC to do something. And not only do we not do it, we were calling them out on some kind of a national platform. I'd be curious to see how long we were in business for. I would bet not long. You look at this guy's laundry list of failures, though. I mean, you know, rockets exploding in the air, SpaceX and Tesla basically a miserable failure. I mean, has Tesla ever, I think they recalled another 125,000 cars last year. every single one of their plants that everybody's actually been able to go through. There's all kinds of inventory just lying around. It's a total disaster. We continue to throw money at this guy.
That's right. It's funny you say that with the recall, because if you're GM and you have a $100,000 car recall, not a big deal, right? You're making millions of cars.
No.
But when you're only making like 300,000 cars, $125,000 recall is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That's like
half the cars. When you sold seven models last month, it's a big deal. Seven.
That's right. That's the problem. Yeah.
I think it was like 2014 or 2015. One of the plants caught on. The Tesla model, it was like Model S or something, actually caught on fire. It would actually catch on fire. It was unreal.
Yeah, the tweet that he actually sent out initially was, Tesla made zero cars in 2011, but will make around 500,000 in 2019. In your dreams, it will make 500,000. First of all, he hasn't hit a production number yet. But still, at 500,000 new cars, I mean, so we expect profitability by what? Like 21?
Yeah, 2080.
2080? I mean, come on, seriously.
2080, we expect within the next 175 years, taxpayers will be made whole.
Unbelievable.
What a joke. Yeah, I'll tell you, he's blessed with a special gift.
We continue to shovel this taxpayer money at the
He's running a publicly traded company, Glenn, and he just collects a record amount of money from states, mainly states like California and New York. But just it's pitifully sad to see our tax money go up in flames, a lot like the Tesla has. I think there was a car called the Merlin, I think, too, if memory serves me right, that either exploded or started on fire as well. So the inventory problems, management problems, record amount of money. It'd just be nice to see, many of our listeners on this podcast, many of our listeners on the radio show are small, medium, large business owners. And many of us have never been given 1 ounce of money, not even a penny from the government. In fact, they take from us quarter after quarter after quarter. And it just gets so frustrating to see somebody who basically is another liberal elitist, left-wing nut job who says, well, I'm smarter than you. You should pay higher taxes. You should pay the highest tax rates. Your taxes aren't high enough. I'm a billionaire, however. I'm going to pay a zero tax rate. And oh, by the way, I'm going to ask state after state after state to kick in money for my projects. And they do.
And they do. That's the thing. And they do. Really unbelievable. So
let's, if we can end this, by the way, just on Trump carving out and getting rid of money for Planned Parenthood. And that's a huge victory to me. Well, I forget what liberal it was, but they said, who's going to fill the role in for that? And I was thinking, how about a condom?
Exactly. How about some level of birth control at all? Look, here's the thing with this whole thing, and this is what really is amazing. I love the euphemisms that the Democrats use. I mean, it's Planned Parenthood. It's reproductive health. In New York, it's justice now. It's reproductive justice, as if somebody was getting harmed because they couldn't kill their unborn baby after the 22nd or 23rd week. I mean, seriously. Think about how twisted of mind that is. I will say, though, that without, in New York State, for the most part, there has been a journalistic blackout when it comes to the New York State abortion bill. And I feel like, our TV show, we were one of the first people, I think we may have been the only and certainly the first in our area in Western New York that actually brought you an interview the day after the vote with a New York State Assemblyman that was on the floor of the New York State Assembly when the Democrats were cheering a bill that allows the abortion of a baby up until minutes before it's born. They were cheering. That's what made me sick about it.
They were cheering about it.
Nobody picked up the story.
You and I were the only ones that picked it up.
And that's why
there was any major television news network out of Western New York, we were the only ones that reported that. The only ones. Of course, News Radio 930 WBEN picked it up. But other than that, nobody else. Nobody else.
And that's why, people that are the independent journalists I mentioned at the beginning of the show, like the Laura Loomers of the world, like the Project Veritas folks of the world, are so important, because the mainstream media, both locally and on a national basis, is basically taking their talking points from the Democrat National Committee. So they are told what to cover. They are told what not to cover. And they are just following that as good little soldiers. And, just like this whole week with Cohen, they're going to focus on Cohen. They're going to completely ignore, the Vietnam meeting with
Whatever happened with the governor of Virginia? Whatever happened to that story, by the way?
Oh, gone.
Hear anything about that?
Not just the governor of Virginia. The top three Democrats, gone, right?
Loomer, gone.
I will mention Laura Loomer will be our special guest on our radio show on WBEN right around 1:15. It's going to be a little bit tricky based on timing. She's going to be actually at the CPAC conference. So we're going to try to check in with her there. But, you know, she just got basically kicked off of a Chase Bank. So she's been shut out of Twitter. She's been shut out of Facebook. She's been shut off of YouTube. She's been, you know, unfortunately, she has been now kicked off of PayPal. And now she's getting her accounts closed at Chase Bank. I mean, the onslaught against conservatives trying to, especially ones that are in the media, and the Project Veritas guy will not be far behind. So she'll be our special guest on our radio show this Saturday from 1 to 3 on WBEN. You can check that out on the radio.com app if you're not in the local market.
Think about how scary that is, right? So somebody like a Bill Clinton who's been accused of rape is not getting kicked out of a Chase Bank, but she is because she's questioned some liberals.
Think about getting kicked off of Twitter. She questioned
She got kicked out of PayPal. Don't we own that? Don't the taxpayers own PayPal? Yeah. Wasn't Musk part of that in the early, you know, to late 1990s, 2000?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the founder.
Yeah, I think we own that. I want my money back.
If you were to pay us back the billions we've given them in green energy credits and whatnot, we would absolutely own it. But the thing is, with Twitter, they kicked her off for making comments which were absolutely true about Representative Ilhan Omar. But yet you have people on there like the redheaded lady who held Trump's head that completely flushed her. What's her name? She completely flushed her career.
Oh, Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Well, she's
literally
loving. She's loving.
She called out. She called out poor Nicholas Sandman, the poor 16-year-old kid. She called out for a 16-year-old kid to be locked in a school and have it burnt to the ground. And yet she still has her Twitter account. That's among other things.
No problem.
That's just one thing. That's, my friends, is liberal privilege or Democrat privilege. Yep. No doubt about it. So anyway, that's going to wrap it up for today, folks. And thanks again for sticking around for the entire podcast. Don't forget to check out our website for information on the Financial Guys. We do manage money for a living. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We're the Financial Guys.